Well, third years at Hogwarts are allowed to visit Hogsmeade, but my aunt and uncle didn't sign the permission form. Do you think you could? Fudge was looking uncomfortable. Ah, he said. No. No, I'm very sorry, Harry, but as I'm not your parent or guardian... But you're the Minister for Magic, said Harry eagerly. If you gave me permission... No, I'm sorry, Harry, but rules are rules, said Fudge flatly. Perhaps you'll be able to visit Hogsmeade next year. In fact, I think it best if you don't. Yes. Well, I'll be off. Enjoy your stay, Harry. And with a last smile and shake of Harry's hand, Fudge left the room. Tom now moved forward, beaming at Harry.
If you follow me, Mr. Potter, he said, I've already taken your things up.
Harry followed Tom up a handsome wooden staircase to a door with a brass number 11 on it, which Tom unlocked and opened for him. Inside was a very comfortable-looking bed, some highly polished oak furniture, a cheerfully crackling fire, and perched on top of the wardrobe... Hedwig! Harry gasped.